Hello, everybody. I hope your morning commute is going amazing. And I'm here to talk to you about World War II. I am Matthew Rich from Warren Township High School. I am a junior. And what we will be talking about is World War II, but not the basics, not the D-Day, not the Pearl Harbor. I'm here to talk about the weapons in World War II and also Benito Mussolini's autobiography. That's what this episode will be featuring. Hello. My first topic that I will be talking about today is the weapons used in World War II by the United States. The research question that I am asking myself is, what were the different weapons used by the United States in World War II? Now, I have many different takeaways, and I learned a lot. Some of the things that I learned were that our favorite plane was a North American P-51 Mustang. It's a American long-range single-seal fighter bomber plane. There were the use of many tanks, gas, and we unfortunately set off two bombs, nuclear bombs, on Japan. The most common gun was the M1903 Springfield Round 5 Long Rifle, was used commonly in the war as the Tommy gun. There were also 19 submarines in the war. And when I am reflecting to see what I have learned through the sites of Google, history.com, Wikipedia, WorldWar2.net, I am taking away from my studies of the weapons in World War II, that there were two fronts of the war. There was a Pacific front and there was a European front, two completely different styles of fighting. In the European front, we had a big invasion at D-Day, where we brought our tanks and our troops onto the sand, and it was much more of a World War I in the trenches type fighting, where people are very close to each other. And then in the Pacific front, it's a very different atmosphere in terms of island hopping. We had to hop from island to island trying to get to the mainland of Japan once we conquered an island that became our new home base. That was a broad aspect, but in terms of the finer details on the weapons that we used, that was the tactic that we were fighting with, but the weapons that we used, the most popular rifle, as I said, is the M1903, and the most popular plane was a North American P-15 Mustang. And I learned that there was a total of 19 submarines, some of the most popular being the USS Ballo, the USS Bass, the USS Bluefish. And that concludes my question of what were the weapons in World War II. I also have spoken about the tactics that those weapons brought upon. The effect of the weapons used in World War II by the United States. We always would like to talk about nuclear weapons because not only do they destroy single cities in the matter of seconds, the radiation that falls from them lasts for a century. Now, this killed many of people in Hiroshima and Nagasaki when the United States used them against Japan. I believe that we were just in using it because that was our only option at this point. One weapon used against the United States is the Japanese planes, and I don't mean when they were shooting or bombing our U.S. naval boats. I mean, when they became a kamikaze and ended their own life because they believed in their leader so much. It would have been disrespectful if they had not died for their country in war. My second topic is Benito Mussolini. He was the dictator in Italy during World War II. And the research question that I brought up about this individual was to learn more about the life and the person that Benito Mussolini was. I have gone through excessive research, and here is what I learned. His full name is Benito Amilcare Aldora Mussolini, and he was an Italian politician born in Piedmont, Italy, in July 19th, 1883. He was the leader of a fascist party, and he was also the dictator of Italy from 1925 to 1945. Some of his nicknames were Deuce, and he was originally elected a politician, but then he took over as a dictator. Some of the most famous quotes from his is, "Fascism is a religion. The 12th century will be known as a century of fascism." Now, this is very important because he believed that fascism was the way to go, that fascism was the new government ideal, and it should be put onto a pedestal. After my research on Google, Wikipedia, and history.com, I have had three takeaways in the sense of how I feel Mussolini was. One of my takeaways is that he was in power for a long time. That would be 20 years. Another takeaway is in 1945, he was executed by firing squad. This is very... this is not surprising to me at all because he killed many of his own people and was an unjust leader. And like I said, he was originally a political figure, meaning that he was a prime minister before he became dictator. He took over the country without anybody's say, him and his political party. Now, this explains Benito Mussolini's life and gives you more insight into the man that he was. Thank you. Mussolini being the leader of a fascist country, which means a dictatorship, for 20 years means that he got the love and support from an entire nation. This was very important because he could reign over them with ease. When Mussolini was working with Hitler, it was like putting evil on more evil. Unfortunately, this is what the Allied powers were up against. To reflect on my two research topics as they were weapons in World War II and Benito Mussolini. These topics, well, I'll talk about them separately. I will talk about weapons in World War II. How this connected to my understanding of World War II is when we talk about Pearl Harbor or D-Day or any of the other battles, I know what weapons were being used and what actually was spilling the blood of these different soldiers, which I feel like if people are dying, it's very emotional. And I'd like to know if it's just or not, whether it's a slow, gassy death or a quick death by gun. I believe there's different humanes. That it could be more humane to die from a bullet than a gas. And then how the Benito Mussolini helped me understand more about the war. Now I have an idea of the leader and how he grew up and where he grew up. And it makes me learn more about the Axis powers and what their reign was like. I know a lot about the Allied powers, but I'm not sure about the Axis powers. What are the questions that I still have? I would still want to know about the Hitler's biography, and I would want to know what different planes and guns were popular for the Axis power and not just the Allied powers, which I've learned about. That's what I would like to know more about. The other areas that could connect to this topic could be more weapons of all of the different countries that were involved in World War II, and who were the people around Benito Mussolini that helped him get this outrageous look upon life. Those are the things that I have learned and taken away that helped me understand World War II better. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast about World War II weapons and Benito Mussolini. I hope that you've learned a lot. And as you know, we're always going to end it on a good note with the music. All right, guys, see ya.